Hi, Kristen Nix here, HeartSync Group, with a new blog post for the HeartSync blog. I am an intuitive business strategist and communications expert, and I focus on helping you market yourself with more confidence. So on the confidence blog today, I am talking about three ways to take the fear out of marketing yourself. And in this, we are going to be talking about three aspects of self that by having these three things very knowledgeable, very self-aware, you know how you work, what you're meant to do, and how to put it out there. It creates a level of confidence that you either have it or you don't. And what's interesting is that that also brings a level of client to you who knows what they want because you know what you want. It also increases your confidence to where when you make offers, you know what you're offering. You know what you want to, if your product will help the client or not. Excuse me. It will give you all sorts of sense of clarity. So let's get into the three ways to take the fear out of marketing yourself. The first way is to really know what your natural gifts are. And that means the gifts you're wired for. And I know there's a lot of books out there that have written how to find your gifts, how to find your passion, how to find your life purpose. And your gifts, I actually use a specific tool that is incredibly accurate into really acknowledging what those gifts are. Because if you're a real organized thinker, and very linear, A to B, B to C, C to D, or very detail-oriented, that's a gift. Your ability to see the potential in a situation, like I have a real estate client and she can walk into a house and see the potential and she will know who it's meant for or if it's not. That's a gift. And really understanding by, I find the gift markers in your hands because I'm a hand analyst. So the gift markers show up pretty prominently in your hands. And what's interesting is that a lot of the challenges we have in our business is because the gifts that we're not using, the gifts that show up in our hands that we're not using, create a challenge because we're not using them. So if you know you're a really good writer or that things just come to you and you just feel the need to write them down and you don't, you might be experiencing creative apathy to where you don't know what to blog post on, you don't know what to write to your clients about, you don't know what kind of offer to create. You don't know how you're supposed to communicate and connect with your audience because you're not using your ability to write and not writing down what comes to you. That is a gift. Your ability to stand up in front of people and teach them something is a gift. Your ability to counsel people on what's going on with them and cut through the crap and see exactly what's going on and advise them on that, next steps to take, that is a gift. Your ability to intuitively see something coming through and know the answer to a problem just right off the top of your head, that is a gift. And if you don't use these gifts, you could have challenges like depression, challenges like spinning your wheels, going in circles and not knowing what to do next. You could be completely overwhelmed and stressed out. So really understanding your gifts is huge. So I recommend finding a hand analyst to help you get really clear on your gifts. Because that way you really know, oh, that's a gift. Yes. Being organized is a gift. Connecting to your creativity is a gift. So that is your first way of really getting out of your own way to be successful. So the third way, or the second way that I have found to really get you confident and comfortable being you, putting yourself out there, taking the fear out of being confident, is understanding your natural tendencies, your natural rhythm. Okay? Because if you do not like writing newsletters, if they seem like a burden to you, or the idea of video blogging makes your stomach turn, then don't do it. It's not meant for you. Your natural tendencies is the natural way you communicate. And I have found a fabulous tool to do this as well. It's getting really clear on whether you are here to show people exactly, tell people exactly what to do so they don't have to think. They can just do it because you found the best way. Really getting clear on if they already know and you're just helping them realize it themselves. So finding their path, finding what works for them. If you're more of a connector to where you are here to really, or networker even, to where you are here to give them the resources they need and connect them with the people and the products that will make help them find their solution, it's one way of doing it. And then if you naturally are the kind of person who completely falls in love with an idea and that you would love to step up and help them put that idea out into the world, that's another tendency. Do you like talking to people? Are you better one-on-one talking to people? Is that how you connect best? Or is it through your art? Is it through your communication? Like writing? Blogging? You like to create little strategies? Tips? Art that expresses itself? Or do you really like to be up in front of people? You liked the limelight. You like being in the spotlight. And maybe some of you like to talk to people and you're being pulled to the spotlight. That's very possible. It's an evolutionary factor. That means that you've gotten really comfortable in the conversation and now you're waiting to take the conversation to another level. But finding the specific marketing strategies that resonate with where you are right now, not necessarily where you want to be, where you are right now, will help you get focused and help you define your path so you're not spinning your wheels. You're not just throwing spaghetti against the wall. You're getting really clear and focused on what it is you need to be doing every day, and it will come easier to you. The information to put out there will come easier to you because you have like three different things that you're doing in order to put yourself out there. Changes everything. It'll change how you do business. You'll be more efficient. You'll make more money faster. Because you know your natural tendencies. Your natural tendency is not to network. Or if you do network, you talk to maybe two or three people. But if two or three people decide to join your mailing list, it's worth it. Because if they choose in that 5-10 minute discussion to get on board with whatever you're doing, then that's a highly focused client. That is a potential sale sitting there. And once that particular kind of client connects with you and continues to connect with you, they're more apt to buy from you again and again and again because you've created a trust factor and a love you factor. They love what you're doing and they totally trust what you're doing. They trust you. And that's the whole point in doing all this crazy stuff, is to connect with people who love and trust you so that you can help them transform their lives. That's your purpose. Okay, so the third thing is to really trust your instincts. Okay, so let me explain exactly how this works. Trusting your instincts. 82% of CEOs polled, 3 years ago, 2011, said that they trust their gut on making high-end business decisions 82% of the time. 82% of CEOs trust their instincts. They're CEO for a reason. I want to help you be CEO of your company, of your business. Take your business from hobby to business, actual business. Making money. Changing lives. So I need you to really learn how to trust your instincts. Those little pops of inspiration that come into your head. Ooh, let's call this person. Ooh, I'd like to blog about that. Ooh, I want to get on that radio show. Ooh, I want to go to that networking meeting. That kind of stuff is what you need to be trusting. Then, when the little gremlin pops up and starts talking you out of it, the gremlin will only show up if you're actually moving forward. If whatever popped into your head is going to move you forward, the gremlin will show up. So, the minute you start talking yourself out of doing whatever popped into your head, that's your green light that you actually need to do this. And take action and do it. Sign up to go to the next networking meeting. Sign up to speak in front of these people. Take action. Send them an email. Give them a call. Because that, my friends, is trusting your instincts. Things that pop into your head, things you're pulled to do, not pushed. Pushed is frustrating. Pushed is angry. Pushed is resentful. Pushing is forcing, and we don't want to do that. You're pulled to do it. You just feel this natural need. It's almost like something around your heart is just pulling you forward. You just feel the need to do it. Not have to, want to. That's your instincts. Some people feel like a gut instinct, which is around third chakra, which is yellow, which is solar plexus. And that's personal will. That's finding your joy. And that's also confidence. There's actually confidence for every chakra. But for that one, it's really believing in yourself is that third chakra. Some people feel it through their heart because it's more of an emotional charge in being connected and trust your instincts. If it feels really good, you need to be doing it. If it goes to hell, there's a reason. There's something there you need to learn and learn it fast so you don't do it again. So look at the good that comes out of the yucky. So trusting your instincts is another way to really market yourself with confidence. Because when things just pop in, when things just come to you, when you get really clear visual pictures of things, when you feel that pull, there's a reason. Write it down. Jot it down. I have a free marketing tool that I've got out. That is your communication tracker. It's your ability to track and see how things land. Okay? So I want you to go to the website. If you've already opted in and you're on my mailing list, to send me a note, Christy, C-R-I-S-T-Y, at ChristyNix.com. And I will send you a copy of the communication tracker. Because I want you to see what's landing and what's not, and maybe figuring out why it's not. And if you want to know what your gift markers are, send me a note and we'll set up some time. And we'll go over them. And if you really want to know what your natural tendencies are, your natural ability to communicate, how you communicate naturally, and how to boost that connection with your ideal clients the first time, let me know. We can have a session around that too. Because I want you to be confident. I want you to share your gifts. I want you to share your wisdom. I want you to share all the struggle you've gone through to help transform the lives of others. Because there's a reason why you went through it. There's a reason why you know as much as you do. And I really want to give you all the tools you need, including your confidence, to really bust through any barriers you have, to start changing the world on your terms. Because someone else telling you what they did, and so you should do that too, does not land for everybody. A lot of the times that's what I find, especially my truth guides, they do not do that well. Learning from a guru, if you have ever had coaching before and learned from a guru and things did not land, you got crickets. It's because you know better and you're going against your instincts. So if you have any questions about this blog post, feel free to email me, Christy, C-R-I-S-T-Y, at ChristyNix.com. I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you have. And if you'd like a 15-minute strategy session around this particular blog, just send me an email and we'll set one up. It's free. Because I want you to be able and confident to put yourself out there. Because that's the only way the world will know about you. And you will reach those clients who really need you. They're looking for you. Where are you? Hello? So let's get all your ducks in a row. Let's start building this confidence factor and putting yourself out there. Because you have the gifts, you have natural tendencies, and you've got the instincts to do this. And if you need my help, I would love to help you. because we aren't meant to do this alone. So this is Christy Nix. I am so happy to get to talk to you today. Feel free to email me, like I said, and I wish you happiness and joy and confidence in putting yourself out there. Take care.